Welcome back to Beta Finch, your AI-powered earnings breakdown where we cut through the noise to bring you what really matters from corporate America's latest results. I'm Alex, and joining me as always is Jordan. Today we're diving into Amazon's blockbuster first quarter 2026 earnings that just dropped. And folks, this was a quarter that reminded everyone why Amazon remains one of the most closely watched stocks in the market. Before we jump in, I need to mention that this podcast is AI-generated content for educational and entertainment purposes only. Nothing we discuss should be considered investment advice. Always do your own research and consult a qualified financial advisor before making any investment decisions. Jordan, Amazon just posted some absolutely staggering numbers. Walk us through the headline figures.
Alex, these results were genuinely impressive across the board. Amazon delivered $181.5 billion in revenue, up 17% year over year, or 15% excluding foreign exchange impacts. But here's the kicker. Operating income hit $23.9 billion with a 13.1% operating margin. Andy Jassy specifically called this their highest operating margin ever.
That margin number really jumps out. For a company of Amazon's scale to be hitting record profitability while still growing at this pace is remarkable. But the real story here seems to be AWS, right?
Absolutely. AWS was the star of the show. Revenue hit $37.6 billion with 28% year-over-year growth. That's the fastest growth rate AWS has seen in 15 quarters. And get this. Jassy said it's very unusual for a business to grow this fast on a $150 billion annualized run rate. The last time they saw growth at this clip, AWS was roughly half the size.
The AI story is clearly driving a lot of this growth. What stood out to you from their AI commentary?
The AI numbers are just mind-blowing when you put them in context. Jassy mentioned that 3 years after AWS launched, it had a $58 million revenue run rate. But in the first 3 years of this AI wave, AWS's AI revenue run rate is over $15 billion. That's 260 times larger. He said they've never seen a technology grow as rapidly as AI.
And they're not just riding the wave, they're building their own chips to compete. Tell us about their custom silicon story.
This might be the most underappreciated part of Amazon's business right now. Their chips business saw nearly 40% quarter-over-quarter growth, with an annual revenue run rate now over $20 billion. But here's the fascinating part. Jassy said if their chips business sold chips like other leading chip companies do, their annual revenue run rate would be $50 billion. He believes they're now one of the top three data center chip businesses in the world.
That's incredible positioning, especially when you consider the supply constraints everyone's dealing with. Speaking of which, how are they handling the memory and component cost inflation that's hitting everyone right now?
Jassy was pretty candid about this challenge. He said component costs, particularly memory, have skyrocketed due to insufficient capacity for the demand. But interestingly, he sees this as actually helping AWS win more enterprise customers. Since cloud providers are getting priority from suppliers, companies with on-premises infrastructure are being pushed to migrate to the cloud faster because AWS has more supply than they can get on their own.
That's a fascinating competitive dynamic. Now, outside of AWS, how did the core retail business perform?
The retail side showed impressive momentum too. Units grew 15% year over year. Jassy said that's the highest they've seen since the tail end of COVID lockdowns. Their grocery business is now generating more than $150 billion in gross sales, making them the second largest grocer in the U.S. They're also pushing hard on delivery speed, with same-day delivery now available on millions of items.
One thing that caught my attention was their AI shopping assistant, Rufus. This seems like it could be a game changer for how people shop online.
Rufus is really gaining traction. Monthly active users are up over 115%, and engagement is up nearly 400% year over year. They can now research products, track prices, and even auto-buy products when they reach a set price. Jassy made an interesting point that while third-party horizontal agents are getting attention, he believes customers will often prefer starting with a retailer's own AI assistant because it has better product information and personalization data.
Looking at their guidance for second quarter, what should investors expect?
They're guiding for second quarter net sales between $194 billion-$199 billion, which includes the impact of Prime Day happening in second quarter for most geographies this year versus third quarter last year. Operating income is expected between $20 billion-$24 billion. One notable item is they're expecting about a $1 billion year-over-year cost increase related to Amazon Leo as they manufacture and launch more satellites.
Amazon Leo, that's their satellite internet business. That seems like another massive opportunity brewing.
Exactly. They have over 250 satellites in space now and commercial service launches in third quarter. Jassy thinks this could be a very large, many-billion-dollar revenue business with characteristics similar to AWS, capital-intensive upfront, but great free cash flow and returns in the medium to long term. They've already signed deals with Delta Air Lines, AT&T, and even Apple for satellite services.
What's your take on the overall investment story here? Amazon's clearly spending heavily across multiple fronts.
That's the key tension investors need to understand. First quarter CapEx was $43.2 billion, primarily for AWS and AI infrastructure. Jassy was clear they view this as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and expect to invest significant capital over coming years. The trade-off is near-term free cash flow constraints, but he believes the long-term revenue and cash flow potential is enormous. It's the classic Amazon playbook: invest heavily upfront for long-term dominance.
Any standout moments from the Q&A that investors should know about?
One key exchange was about their AWS backlog, which hit $364 billion and doesn't even include their recent $100-plus billion deal with Anthropic. There was also interesting discussion about potentially selling Trainium chip racks directly to customers in the next couple of years, which could open up another significant revenue stream.
As we wrap up, what's your overall assessment? Is Amazon executing on its vision?
I think this quarter showed Amazon firing on all cylinders. The AWS growth acceleration, the custom silicon success, the retail momentum, and the emerging opportunities like Leo all point to a company that's successfully navigating multiple technology transitions simultaneously. The big question for investors is whether the massive capital investments will generate the returns management expects, but the early indicators look promising.
It's definitely a company that continues to reinvent itself. That wraps up our deep dive into Amazon's first quarter 2026 results.
Before we sign off, I want to remind everyone that everything we've discussed today is AI-generated analysis for educational purposes. Past performance doesn't guarantee future results. Please do your own due diligence before making any investment decisions.
Thanks for tuning in to Beta Finch. We'll be back next time with another earnings breakdown. Until then, keep your portfolios diversified and your research thorough. That's all for today's earnings analysis. If you found this helpful, consider supporting Beta Finch on Patreon. Your support helps us upgrade our voices, cover more companies, and keep this show running. Visit patreon.com/betafinch to learn more. Thanks for listening.